Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Probably the most important development for the Yankees last night, Devin Williams actually looked good. Finally.
Well, he was on the brink, too, of getting booed off. I mean, that might have been the point of no return right there. If he didn't get that job done last night, you're right. It is not a big baseball day, but I will say this. He's coming.
Devin?
He's coming.
Devin?
Soto.
That's like he's stupid ass tweet last night.
He's starting to get warm.
I know he is.
About
a
week away.
Just in time for that little Yankee showdown. And bring it on.
Now I'm really hoping that the Knicks sweep or beat the Celtics in five, so I don't have to worry about it going to games. I don't want to be at the Met-Yankee game on that Friday night.
Oh, you see, now you're conflicted like I was yesterday.
I mean, there is conflict there, I mean, I made the commitment, and I also want to be there for Soto's return. I think it's going to be great, so it sucks to have to miss game six. But now, at least with the Knicks up 2-0, there's at least legit hope that there might not be a game six in favor of the Knicks. Going in, it was thinking, oh, maybe the Celtics win.
Maybe they squeeze out six, win twice, and they get to a game six. Yeah. But not to derail it here, because I know the Knicks fans are fired up, but do you think you'll remember Soto's return to Yankee Stadium? He played here 1 year. Now, I know it's bigger than that, the Yankee mythic. Or let's say the Knicks clinched that night and move on to the East. Like, what are you going to remember more?
Well, but you're looking at it from the Soto Yankee perspective. He played there 1 year. It's not. I'm looking at it from the.
I framed it my way.
This is a big.
Otherwise, I would have known your answer.
BT and Sal, all the fails. Get back to the Knicks calls. Eric is in Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
BT and Sal, how we doing, boys?
What's up, Eric?
Oh, man, what a Knicks day. It is absolutely incredible. And talk about conflicted. You know, I'll get to that real quick. But Mikal Bridges, Sal, I was in the same boat you were. I was ready to light him up in the second quarter. Like, can somebody not? Don't pass him the ball. Don't let him shoot. And then all of a sudden, fourth quarter comes. I'm like, give it to Mikal. Let him shoot. It's unbelievable. The guy is absolutely crazy. The whole thing is nuts. And conflicted. Last night, I mean, BT, you'll get this. I was at my son's Little League game, 11-year-olds.
Nice.
You know, playing, fifth, sixth graders. It was awesome. Uh-huh. But what was the tough part is the late game because of all the rain and everything else. So we're at 7:30 game. So we're there watching the end of this game. And we're like, we can't leave. We can't leave. So we got one phone with the Knicks game on, 2 minutes left, and 25 11-year-olds all huddled around watching the Knicks close out this game. It was incredible.
Wow.
Everybody was going nuts.
I thought you meant you were watching with the dads. The kids joined in after. That's phenomenal, man. That's all time. You'll never forget that. So I had my daughter's dance last night, right? You and I were talking about what you had to juggle and with SNY and stuff. So the dance was at 6, and it went to 8. And it was awesome. It was really nice, right? So, you know, I record the game. I tell everybody who I know in town. Like, there's some people I just don't know, and I'm cordial, but I just don't have conversation. I'm not worried about them saying, yo, the Knicks are down 10 or the Knicks are up 12. There's probably about 50 people. I got to plant the seed. Hey, don't tell me, please. Right. No one told me. I left like 10 minutes before it ended because my wife was there. She was on the committee.
Right.
So I knew she was taking my daughter home. Because I did the last daddy-daughter dance, and she's like, go. I'm like, I'm going anyway, but it's nice to get the official green light. Bye-bye. And I got home, took off my suit, sat down at around 8:15.
Okay.
Did not have a clue what the score was. And then it's 16-4, as you recall. Watching every single, I didn't fast-forward anything. I'm like, we're going to get smoked tonight. And I was even starting to rationalize in my mind, like, yeah, can you really fault them? The energy they expended in game one, come back to the Garden Saturday, 1-1, then they won.
Did you catch up in real time?
I did catch up in real time, yes.
That's what sucked about my situation last night. You know what's funny? A lot of people are going through this, and then it's going to be the same thing Saturday afternoon because it's right smack in the middle of the day, 3:30. Now, I don't believe at this particular, and it's also Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Whole nother situation there. I don't believe I have any commitments at this particular point at 3:30 Saturday, so I'll be able to lock in. But it is smack dab in the middle of the freaking day.
Lucky you.
You got games.
I'll be in Staten Island. That's my son's team, yeah. Sure.
And then what? How are you going to play that?
That's going to be tough because, that's tough because there's so many people there. And there's so many BT and South fans and so many FAN fans. I'm not going to sit in my car. I'm going to watch the game.
I know.
Now, I don't sit near the dugout. I kind of sit down the left field line with a few dads that I usually hang with. So I don't know. That's going to be... I don't know how I'm not going to check my phone to see what's going on. And then, of course, get home, record it, and watch it. But that's going
to
be a tough one.
I am going to go to game four either way. And now I'm even more excited because it's either going to be Knicks looking to go up 3-1 or I'm going to bring my broom to the World's
Broom
Most
time.
Famous. Yeah, so that's great. But then again, if there is a game six, there's going to be the conflict with the Mets-Yanks. Hey, Knicks playoffs should take priority, but there's a lot... Yeah, this is a big sports week coming up next week with the Subway Series, Soto return, Mets, Yanks, both playing well to start the season.
I got a question for you here. So, you know how sometimes when people call up, and this is not to pat ourselves on the back, so I don't mean this at all. This is just to get to a point. You guys sound like Mike and Chris back in the day. We get that a lot, right? Because we're old school sports, and we get after it, we yell, we're passionate. If we get to this point, I remember Mike and Chris used to go out and watch those Nick Pacer series.
Yeah.
I mean, to
Indiana.
Yeah, we'll fly. See if we get a little something with sales. BT and Sal.
What are you crazy?
Fly. What do you mean?
Couldn't even get a spring training trip. I'm in.
Oh, I know. Just like you were in spring training until it got shut down.
I'm in.
Even Boone's like, come on, man. I'll get you guys on the field. Nope, can't go.
I think the way to do that would we'd have to foot the bill on our own.
Well, then, no, I'll never do that. No, that will never happen.
But come on.
No,
what about just the fans?
No, that's a precedent that I just don't appreciate that. No, I will not do that. I won't do that.
Jeez.
I'm not going to pay for myself to go and work.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
By the way, you think Mike and Chris back then had any conflicts with games with the kids or anything else?
No, he said, by the way, not only did they not have to pay their own way, they probably got about a $20,000 talent fee just to go.